Hello and welcome to episode 20, double figures. Oh no, it's not double figures. Episode 20 in the 20s. We're in the 20s. Why is Harriet crying?
Very chirpy this week.
I know, I went in strong, didn't I?
You're all right.
I'm all right, a bit manic maybe, with Harriet Kemsley and...
Me, Sunil Patel.
When are you getting that mole removed from your face?
I think I'm going to do it in the next few weeks, actually, because I think it's getting dangerous.
Why? Why is it dangerous?
Because it might get dangerous.
Do you think?
Yeah.
It's going to be too big. You're not going to be able to see.
Why did you just mention it now?
I just suddenly looked at it and it just occurred to me. Do you wish I hadn't? Are you embarrassed by it?
No.
You're going to get it frozen off.
I saw a photo of myself in my early 20s and it wasn't there.
Oh my goodness. Sunil, if you don't know, Sunil's got a big mole on his face. It's under his eye. It is quite big. What? I think it is growing. I think it's got bigger since we started the podcast.
You've got to worry about moles. So if you have got any moles, do get them checked out, people.
Do you think the fact it's under your glasses makes it worse? Because then the sunlight kind of gets magnified onto the mole.
Perhaps that is the case, yes.
Do you think you'll keep it afterwards?
What, in a little jar?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Because when they took my tooth out, remember my tooth got taken out, it was very stressful.
Oh, God, yeah.
It felt very like animalistic, like they'd removed something from me that belonged to me, that was part of me. And they never even mentioned about me keeping it. I never saw it again.
Why would you want
it? It was like they'd taken like my child or something from me and then just hidden it.
A tooth child.
My little tooth baby. And then they just took it and then they took it away. And then they never said, do you want to see it? Do you want to say goodbye? Like, they never gave me that option. So I'm just saying in advance, if you want to say goodbye to your mom, you should bring it up at the beginning.
This whole thing is about you, isn't it?
It's ended up coming back to me. It has ended up coming back to me, but it did start with me caring about your mole.
Harriet had a tooth removed. That's all you need to know. And I've got a mole. So welcome to episode 20.
It's going
to
be weird when you don't have a mole.
Why?
It's
not had a mole
part
before.
Of your face.
It's not a big part of my face.
It is quite big.
My beard's a bigger part of my face than the mole.
Do you think you grew the beard to compensate for the mole?
Compensate for the mole?
It's, trying to outbalance it.
I didn't.
Distract from it. So people say, oh, what a beardy man, rather than like...
What a mole.
What a molly man.
Mole! No. Of course, I do need like 5 days off gigging before I can get it removed.
Why?
Well, because it could fall off in the middle of a gig.
Oh, this was the problem. Yeah, because this is the problem. So it's 5 days afterwards. You can't have it.
Well, you need a few days. Well, if someone freezes it off, then it could just fall off. You don't know when it's going to fall off.
Please, can we do like a show or something where like we just film you for 5 days?
A 75-hour YouTube video of me waiting for my mole.
I think it's going
to
go.
You can get off me, please.
The cat's there. Bobby, can you grab the cat? Bobby's in the room. Cat, can you take the cat, please? Because it's no scared of her.
I'm not scared of her, Bobby.
He's
it's fine.
Scared of
I'm not
her.
On the podcast. I'm not helping.
Okay.
This
so
is where
Bobby
we've come to in episode 20. This is where...
Okay. The problem is now we got him involved in the last you got episode. He doesn't hide in his bedroom, so now he comes out and he sits in here because he thinks he's involved. At least before we didn't actually involve him, it probably was better.
I think you talking like that isn't helping the situation.
Yeah, he's too close. He can definitely hear me.
Shall we carry on?
Let's
start the episode?
Okay, great. Happy birthday, Sunil.
It's not my birthday.
It was your birthday.
It was my birthday.
Now, I'm worried about you and your birthday because... You made a big deal about your birthday the month before your birthday. And you said, guys, it's my birthday soon. You went on and on about how it's your birthday. You changed the name of our WhatsApp group to the date of your birthday. Like it was a big thing for a while. And then it came to your birthday. You absolutely panicked.
And, I wasn't panicked.
And you didn't tell anyone what you were doing. And I think people wanted to know. You don't even have your name on your birthday on Facebook.
I don't put anything on Facebook.
But like, I think you did. People wanted to celebrate you. You know what I mean?
I don't think that's what birthdays are for. They're not there to celebrate you.
So
is that what your birthday is?
You?
Do you think your birthday is people celebrating you?
Is that a bad thing?
No, I guess. I mean, yeah, mostly.
Why is that
it's,
bad? It's nice to get presents.
It feels more like an obligation. If someone's like, I've got a birthday, then you're like, all right, I'll come to you.
I do feel very overwhelmed. This is my time of year when all my birthdays are.
Or your birthdays.
Yes.
Or your friends' birthdays.
Or my best... Yeah, Zanini, Ilona, Heidi, your birthday. It's I've just had Bobby's. It's been Christmas. It's very overwhelming. And then Valentine's Day.
Is this all about you again?
I think it's come back to me again, hasn't it? It's come back to me. Anyway, happy birthday.
Thanks for coming and then leaving halfway through because you couldn't handle it.
Well, it's your fault for choosing to do a quiz on your birthday. Snow decided to do a pub quiz, which made no one happy. Everyone had a horrible time, including you, I think.
I had a good time.
Well, I spoke to some of the guests last night, and they did not enjoy it.
You mean my house? You gigged with my housemates, didn't you? And they didn't enjoy my birthday.
And they said they started off enjoying it, and then 45 minutes in, they were felt deeply unhappy.
Deeply unhappy.
Deeply unhappy. Yeah, they felt worthless because that's what a pub quiz does.
No, I think again. You are you worthless. Talking about you again?
I felt worthless, and I had to leave.
No, you were overwhelmed and left halfway through a pub quiz because you felt like it was being back at school.
Yeah, I was very bad at tests. I don't like being tested.
You don't have to play the game.
Being judged.
You don't have to. Do it.
Everyone's talking about it. No one wanted to listen to me. Like everyone was just talking about
is
the quiz.
Is this about you again? What is going on?
Still bring it back to me.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I'm sorry that I chose to have a pub quiz on my birthday
because you wanted it to be about the quiz and not about you. You wanted people to answer questions rather than ask how you were.
I was trying to find an event to do near my house, and that was a pub quiz.
But why do you think you didn't want anyone to know it was your birthday? Because
people know it was my
so
birthday.
Sad. People found out in the week, and they were going, "It was Snell's birthday," no and one he never knew that. Even said. People did say that, and they're like, "God, we feel so bad. I wish we could just could have celebrated Snell on Snell Day."
Absolute nonsense. It's you true. Know that you've made that story up.
It's true. At least two people said that to me, and they couldn't believe it was your birthday, and they didn't know.
Yeah, well, I've had a lot of birthdays now, so they don't really mean that much to me.
Why do you think that you panic?
I panicked at what point? At what point did I panic?
You were so strong about your birthday in early January.
Right, what I did was I joked that it's my birthday and I wanted everyone to feel guilty.
Yeah.
And then I didn't actually want to do anything for my birthday.
But I think you did.
But I don't like having to do something. I had a house party.
You don't want to organise it. You want someone else to organise it.
No, 2 years ago, I had a house party and that was too many people.
Yeah, I remember. You peaked too soon.
The problem is I think I have too many friends.
You have a lot of disparate groups of friends. Is that the right word, disparate?
What does yeah, that mean? Is actually. Well okay, done.
Great. You have lots of different groups of friends, and I don't think you like the mixing.
I don't mind the mixing.
You don't like the mixing.
I don't mind. Do I literally about? Just said I don't mind okay. the mixing.
Why don't you like the
but
mixing?
But I just don't. I can't be bothered to handle loads of people and all the admin that comes
Are
with it.
Are you worried? Because I've had this worry before that sometimes different groups of friends will become friends and they'll prefer each other to you.
No.
Is that your worry?
No.
So they'll all hang out and they won't ever invite you to anything.
No, never had that fear.
You never had that?
No. Nope. Has that happened to you?
Me neither.
Has it happened to you though?
I don't know if it's ever actually happened, but it's been a big fear my whole life. Because I wouldn't to keep people separate.
I wouldn't want to hang out with any of your friends.
Okay, that's rude.
No, I just, what would I gain from that?
We
apart
have
from annoying
the same,
you?
We have many of the same friends.
Oh no, I mean, you know, outside of comedy.
You mean my female friends from home?
Yeah.
Because Tanini punched you in the head 3 times.
Yeah, one of them punched me in the head 3 times.
But
so.
What did you do to deserve to be punched in the head?
I don't think that... Right, come on. You can't just... Nobody deserves
to I would never say
to be,
that to a woman.
Yeah, exactly.
No woman ever deserves to be punched in the head.
But you can't... But you're saying I deserve to be.
I think you probably did something to deserve to be punched in the head.
Why?
I've had the urge to punch you in the head sometimes and I'm not very violent at all. And I've still wanted to punch you in the head.
So what I said to get punched in the head 3 times was... The exact words were... Sinini, what's the plan for after this?
And she
punched me in the head 3 times.
Well, she's probably very stressed. She was trying to organise my hen do. And you're going, what's the plan? Give us the plan. Like, no one likes that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You learnt your lesson the hard way.
What was the lesson do you think I learned from that?
Don't ask Sinini too many questions. Anyway, so you weren't worried about your... Because that is a worry. I think that's... Because you've never... Oh, well, actually, I have met some of your friends from school.
Yeah. Have you?
Yeah, I have. But you don't like it when I meet them.
No, I don't mind.
You don't like it when I meet them.
I literally said I don't mind.
I get the feeling that you don't like it, though. Why
no,
do
I
you
don't
think
mind. They're just quite busy people.
That because they're professionals.
They have, like, children.
They're professionals and,
just, you know.
And their parents. So you think that they wouldn't like me. Is that what it is?
No. Just why would they ever get to meet you? They don't come to gigs or anything, or they don't come to...
I'm not just only at gigs. I'm a real person.
Yeah,
too.
I rarely gig with you, actually.
We've been gigging together every week. It's been too much, if
oh,
anything.
Yeah, okay, yeah. We have, actually, haven't we?
Yes,
it's been
exhausting
for the last couple of weeks.
For the last
isn't it?
Couple
good
of weeks
Lord.
For me. Good Lord.
For you?
For me. So you had a good birthday. Yes. Got your cupcake.
Yep.
Great.
Yeah, that
now
was
a
fine.
Year older, that's it.
What did you do for your birthday? I don't think I came to your birthday last year.
Well, I had a very a lot of people.
That's it.
I'd had 2 Hindus, I'd had a wedding, a TV series.
Yeah.
And I thought I can't really push it to a big 30th party.
I was that busy. I was busy as well. I had
You went away for you said I said, "Oh, I'm going to have a barbecue. Will you be there?" And you said, "Yeah," and then you went to the Norfolk Broads.
No, I went to Ipswich.
Okay. Is the place is immaterial, actually. It's the fact you left.
Well, the bleakness of the holiday should make it more...
You think that's more bleak?
Yeah, well, I went to Ipswich.
It sounded bleak, actually.
Norfolk Broads is fine. You can get on a boat, have a whiz around on the Broads. But I stayed in a little house in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah. Trying to write your Edinburgh show.
Just got really...
Okay. Yeah.
Anyway, so what have you been crying about, please? We've got no guest, have we? Because you made a booking error.
Well, sorry, what's happening? Bobby's taking photos. Bobby, what are you doing?
You shouldn't have got distracted by that.
Why is he taking photos?
I'm just taking a photo. I'm promoting myself on Twitter. So I'm just...
Bobby's promoting himself
saying,
on Twitter.
Please promote my show in Newport Pagnell because... So I can have a success to holding up against my failures, like not even being asked to be a guest on a podcast.
Oh my God, Bobby's whining about not being a guest on the podcast. We don't even have a guest this time, Bobby, and you haven't been asked.
Someone cancelled. You chose to have no guest instead of me.
Yeah, well.
So I'm getting a picture to tell the world so I'm not alone with my victimhood.
When do you have to leave, Bobby, for the gig?
After the picture. Okay. Trying to get everyone in the picture.
You don't want people coming to the gig because they feel sorry for you, Bobby. It's no start for comedy. Okay, so...
So we were going to have Tez, but...
We were going to have Tez. Tez, right.
Because I lost the original episode we had Tez on.
We interviewed Tez.
Interviewed.
Would you say interviewed?
No, we had a nice chat with him. So yeah, Tez was supposed to be our guest just before Christmas. Didn't we record it just before... Oh, no, after Christmas.
It was like literally a few weeks ago. Tez was the first guest.
And I lost it. I'm sorry.
So now we have a producer, Elliot.
That's why...
He's here.
Because that's why Elliot's here, because I can't be trusted.
Because you can't be trusted. So we've had to step it up a bit.
Yeah.
And so we said, Tez, come back and do it again for free. And he decided to ghost us.
Yeah.
He's just ghosted us.
He ghosted you, but he answered a call from me.
Yeah, why did he do that?
Because you didn't call him. You texted
him. I messaged him 3 hours before he was going to be here. And he's
asleep.
He just never came.
He's asleep.
He's not come. He's still asleep. It's the afternoon. Is he okay?
Yeah, he's fine.
This is what I wanted to talk about. What? I think people are struggling at this time of year. Do you think that's true?
Well, Tez has irregular sleeping hours anyway.
But I think generally this is a time of year when people are getting a bit down and a bit blue.
Yeah, we had Blue Monday, didn't we? The so-called Blue Monday.
There was Blue Monday.
2 days
January
before my birthday.
January is very hard for a lot of people. I think now they can drink again, you know, thank God.
Well, they didn't have to not drink for January.
Everyone's eating meat, loads of meat, because they didn't eat it in January. So they've got this meat.
A Veganuary.
Yeah, they...
Veganuary.
Veganuary.
Is that a thing?
Absolutely huge thing. Vegan food is off the
record.
It's,
well
it's
now,
doing
yeah.
very well. It's a whole new thing. So what would your advice be if someone's feeling a bit down? Because the people might listen to this podcast thinking Sunil Patel is a man that's
going to
be sympathetic and give advice on.
You know, just sit it out till it gets better.
Sit it out till it gets better if someone's feeling a bit blue.
I just think always look on the bright side.
Always look on the bright side.
I'd say. Of life.
Mm.
Give me a specific situation.
Okay. I just woken up and I just feel a bit fed up. The sky is really grey.
Well, you have to have something to do.
Okay.
What have you got to do today?
Work. I've got to work. Everything's work all the time.
Just do your work.
No, but I feel down. How do I feel better?
You start doing your work.
Yeah, but I'm doing the work and it's boring.
Well, that takes your mind off how grey it is outside.
Yeah, but now I'm just doing grey, boring work.
Why is your work boring?
What is there to look forward to?
Why don't you do work that isn't boring?
I'm working in an office with people I hate.
Well, get another job.
But I can't get another job because I have no skills.
Well, get some skills.
I can't get any skills because I'm in an office all the time.
What do you mean?
I don't know. Just give it. What is your advice?
I'm giving you the advice. I'm saying if you don't like it, change it.
If you don't like it, change it. That's what your advice is.
Yes.
God, you're so unsympathetic.
How is that? But sympathy isn't going to help that situation, is it?
So you say...
I'm sorry, your work's boring. Never mind. That sympathy, that does nothing.
So it's very distracting. Bobby is taking photos of us. Bobby, please.
Not distracting for me.
It's very distracting. Stop it. Bobby, stop it. Bobby, please.
I'm going public with not being allowed on the podcast.
I just don't know how Elliot's going to edit this podcast. I don't think he's going to edit it at all.
Elliot.
I don't think he should.
I don't think he should have to do that. Are you?
Wow.
Just lose it, won't you?
I want my pain to be known.
Okay.
Okay, thanks, Bobby. So your advice is, if you're feeling a bit down, change your circumstances.
Yeah.
Well, what if you just feel down? Some people just feel down.
Well, then you might be depressed, so you should go and see a doctor.
Okay.
I can't help with clinical depression.
Okay.
I can't help anyway. Sort yourself out. It's not my problem, is it?
You're God. Busy. What are you doing?
Trying to sort myself out.
Oh, so you're feeling a bit down as well.
No, I've got stuff to do.
What's your stuff to do?
This week?
Yeah.
I'm going to go to the cinema tomorrow.
That's something you've got to do.
Well, I need to decide which film to see. Three Billboards or...
Yes, you should go and see Three Billboards.
Or sure Phantom Thread.
Ending. Oh, that is a hard choice, isn't it?
Can't beat a bit
you
of Paul Thomas Anderson.
You have got a lot Anderson. On your plate. You're right.
No, come on, I've got loads of work to do. I've got 2 weeks to finish off a outline of a show for Leicester Festival.
Yep.
What? Why are you saying that?
I mean, I don't know if that's on the same par as choosing what to see at the cinema. You got to write an hour show.
It's all on the to-do list.
It's all on the to-do. Which is first?
The cinema.
Choose what film?
Cinema.
Cinema. Oh, God, what snack are you going to have, do you think?
Smack?
I'm struggling to speak today.
Oh, what snack am I going to have?
What snack are you going to
have? I don't buy cinema snacks.
You don't buy them?
No.
Bring in your own.
Incredibly overpriced.
So you... That is an absolute lie. I went to the cinema with you to go and see Pitch Perfect 3. You had a big box of popcorn.
I didn't buy that, if you remember.
You made someone else
I
buy it
I made someone
you.
Else buy it because I bought their ticket. So there you
but then
go.
You just bought an extra ticket.
Hmm?
I got
a 2-for-1 ticket.
You got a 2-for-1. Oh.
So instead of saying, give me the cash, I just get me some popcorn.
You are very calculated.
What
everything
do you mean?
Everything is planned. Like, calculated is the wrong word, maybe. I think it just seems like you've got everything sorted.
Well, you know I don't.
No, you don't. That's what I was trying to get you to admit, and you did.
Well, no one's got anything sorted.
No one's got. So if you're feeling
and if you
down,
pretend you have, then it's...
Just know no one's got anything sorted, even Sunil Patel's struggling.
But that shouldn't matter. If you're down, it doesn't matter how other people are.
You know, sometimes people can compare themselves. This is the problem
oh, don't
with
do
the
that.
Society we live in, that
you
go on Instagram.
Yourself.
Yeah, and you think...
Well, I've deleted Instagram, haven't I?
Yeah, but you had a big boast on Friday about how you had...
Yeah, I loaded it up again to upload one photo and then deleted it. Really blew up the gram on Friday night, actually.
How many likes did you get?
Nearly 70.
It's not that many.
What?
It's not that many.
That's nearly a quarter of my followers. Nearly a fifth of my followers, actually. You actually used one of my photos on your gram and didn't credit me for that photo.
Oh, yeah. That's when we had a very intense chat about Aziz Ansari.
Yeah, so if you want to credit me for that photo, that'd be great.
I'd rather forget all about that.
It was a very interesting chat there, wasn't it?
It was very interesting. I just feel like my job at the moment is to explain to men what's okay and what's not okay. And it just is a bit tiring, to be fair.
I don't think that's your job.
I don't feel I have to explain it to you.
Well, I don't think that's your job anyway.
I feel like it's my job.
What else
I feel like I'm educating men everywhere, you know.
Who else are you educating?
Just loads of people. Just loads of, like, I've just got to be like, look, if she's not really into it, you shouldn't want to be doing it.
That doesn't seem that hard to say.
No, it's actually fine. It's actually fine. Maybe I'll just write it down.
It was a very interesting conversation, I think.
It was very interesting.
It wasn't just me and Harriet, it was Tez as well. It was when we had our gig cancelled.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Anyway.
Credit me for that photo. Now.
I got upset.
You've been upset?
Yeah.
Back to the original format of the podcast where we find out what Harriet's been crying about recently.
So. I was feeling a bit down from January because it's very grey and everything can feel a bit bleak and it's the start of the year and you have such high expectations at the start of the year.
Oh, so that whole thing about what advice should I give to someone who's down is about you?
Who it's about is not important.
Right, okay, yeah.
Who it's about, it could be about anyone.
Yeah.
Maybe some of our listeners are feeling a bit down.
Absolutely.
Maybe I'm feeling a bit down.
You,
maybe
yeah.
everyone's
feeling
down.
I think most
down.
Of our listeners relate to you more than they do to me.
Yeah, absolutely. No one relates to you. I don't know anybody that relates to you. Nobody does.
All right, I'm looking forward
to... If you do, please tweet us and say, I'm on Sunil's side.
Yeah.
Or like, I see the world like Sunil does. Because I don't never met anyone else that does, actually.
I've never met anyone who sees the world like you.
Okay. A lot of people, actually. When I do gigs and stuff, people are like, you're just like my sister. Like,
yeah,
I'm
not
just
like them,
you.
Though.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah.
They see other people. Like, yeah, okay, go on, anyway.
Anyway. So I was trying to be nice to myself. So I did a gig in Plymouth and then I stayed in Bristol on the way home because a 5-hour journey is a long, a 500 hour round, 500 hour.
You went from Plymouth to Bristol?
I stayed in Plymouth. I did a gig in Plymouth.
And then you went further west to Bristol and then back.
Stayed there and then drove back.
Geographically, that makes no sense.
Yes, it does. You go through Bristol to get to Plymouth.
Do you?
Yes. If you go that way.
Okay.
Yeah, you do. If you go via Bristol, it's absolutely on the way.
Okay.
So I went via Bristol and then I stayed in a hotel and then I was like...
What, just on your own?
No, with Catherine Ryan.
Oh, okay.
So I was opening for her in Plymouth.
Okay.
So I stayed there and then I was driving back and I was like, oh, I'll go home for a couple of hours, get sorted before my gig in the evening. You know, I got to rush home. And then I randomly, my car drove past the Natural History Museum. It just happened to drive
completely out of control.
Out of my hands.
Yeah.
I happened to drive past the Natural History Museum, and I thought, I have lived in London for over 10 years, and I've never been to the Natural History Museum. I love dinosaurs.
You parked outside the Natural History Museum.
Then Sunil, there was a car parking space right outside the Natural History Museum.
Wow!
It was like my car had driven me there, and someone had left a space.
Yeah, that's nice.
Go to the Natural History Museum. So then,
wow.
Yeah. So then I got out of the car.
Yeah.
Didn't even have to pay because it was a Sunday.
Oh my goodness.
Free parking outside the Natural History Museum.
Yeah.
And then I walked up to the Natural History Museum. I phoned my brother. So I was chatting to my brother. And then I went to go into the Natural History Museum. Closed. It was shut. No, but that's what I thought. It was closed. It wasn't closed.
Right.
Okay. It was the wrong door. What? It was the wrong door. The front door was closed. And then my brother Googled it.
Yeah.
And there was a side entrance.
He had to Google how to get into it.
How to get into the Natural History Museum.
Yeah.
And which you think is actually simple, but it's not.
Right.
Because you think you get in from the front road, but not at the moment.
Yeah.
So I had to go around the side. Then there was a big queue.
To get in?
Yeah, because they couldn't get in the front. So I think by the time everyone had... Anyway, I got in and I was like, what a day. It's so exciting, me being in the Natural History Museum, you know? Mm. I just walked around Wales.
I've got a feeling that there isn't going to be like a high point to this story.
What would you want? Some kind of like,
is there going to be something happening in this, or have you just gone to the Natural History Museum?
Not much happens in the story. I do end up going to the T-Rex Grill.
What's the T-Rex Grill?
It's a dinosaur themed diner
in the Natural History Museum.
Oh yeah.
Do they do vegan food?
Add chips. They're actually very keen. They love animals there.
Oh, so they don't eat them? Well, they do.
They do eat them, but
they love them. Or they
love
they
them.
Love
they
it.
Eat them and they love them. You know the kind of people that like have organic food and stuff?
Yeah.
They're like that, free range.
Middle-class people.
Middle-class people, yeah, people that can afford it.
So anyway, you had a look.
To care for animals.
How long did you spend in the Natural History Museum?
A few hours. So I walked in, I saw the whale.
Yeah.
Whales are very big.
Blue whales are.
We had a slight confusion, didn't we? Because I did tell you about the whale and then you thought I was talking about the country of Wales.
Yes.
And
what a laugh we had.
What a time we had talking about whales, and you were talking about motorways and I was talking about the mammal.
We got on very well.
We got very confused. Whales are so much bigger than elephants.
Yeah.
You see them next to each other and you think, an elephant's not even that big.
Yeah,
because a whale is so much bigger.
A blue whale, specifically a blue whale.
It was a skeleton. I don't know what colour it was. It was just a skeleton.
You knew what you were doing when you said that sentence there. You knew exactly what you were doing.
So it was...
But blue whales are the biggest whales. There's lots of different types of whales.
Are you talking about the country?
Oh, come on.
There's lots of different types of whales. This was a dead skeleton whale.
Was it?
It wasn't alive. They were just hung alive whale in the middle of the Natural History Museum.
Just decaying slowly. So you saw the whale. Yeah, it's like the size of like 50 double-decker buses, isn't it? It's huge.
Is it?
Something.
They
like
weren't
that.
Any.
How many elephants can fit in a big blue whale?
I reckon you could fit.
I don't even want to know.
100,000 elephants into a blue whale?
That's factually incorrect.
Okay.
100,000 elephants is a
well, it's
mental
somewhere between
number
100
of
and 1,000. Somewhere between that.
Okay.
Between 100 and 1,000, maybe 500.
Okay.
Maybe 600. If anyone knows.
Which you can just Google. You can just Google it. Don't let us know. We'll Google it ourselves.
We'll find out for ourselves.
Did you cry?
Yes. What? I'm telling a story.
Sorry.
I just hit the balloon.
That balloon is still here.
I know. It's dying slowly, but we won't get rid of it. Or maybe I'll get rid of it. He's just left. I'll just pop it. He's like a child. You know, he just... If I take it away, he won't notice.
If you had a birthday balloon, you would have kept it by now. You would have kept it for ages.
If I had a birthday balloon? Yeah, I would have kept it. Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway. So then my thing is, I love dinosaurs. I don't know if you knew that about me.
No.
I love dinosaurs.
I should have got you some dinosaur-related Christmas present.
I would have loved that.
Got you a throat spray instead.
Yeah.
Do you want that?
You kept. No, I don't want it. It's been in your mouth.
It hasn't been in my mouth.
I've
just used it once.
You sprayed it in your mouth? Like, you put it in your mouth?
I didn't put the whole bottle in my mouth. You didn't put the bottle in your mouth. You just spray it in your mouth.
I use throat spray very wrong.
How are you using throat? What have you got throat spray for?
Well, when I had a bit of a sore throat, so it's like numbing spray. So I put it, but I really put it in my mouth.
Well,
is that wrong?
No, but don't give it to someone else.
I get it very like in my mouth.
Anyway, you went to the...
Anyway, so then I went to the dinosaur bit.
Mm.
And it was quite overwhelming, okay? Because dinosaurs are just like us.
No.
Like, they have...
No.
But they have bones and flesh. Like...
That's your definition of...
No, because you saw the inside of a dinosaur.
You're talking about any living... Okay, go on.
And it was just like us. Okay. How many years ago do you think the dinosaurs lived?
200,000.
63 million years ago. Okay. What? Like, how is that even possible?
Oh, yeah, I got that. I tell you what, 200,000 was when humans first... Yeah.
But I thought humans were invented like 3,000 years ago.
Invented, yeah.
3,000 years ago, and I thought dinosaurs 5,000
You thought humans
max?
Have been around for 3,000 years?
Well, it's very confusing how it's called 2018. Like, that is the year we were born in. And
no.
So we thought maybe 1,000 years
no, it's based
years
on
that,
the biblical...
The Romans and the Latins and everyone.
No,
not
Harriet,
Latins,
please.
Greek time. So
it's
I
only called 2,000
because
it's 2,000 years after supposedly Jesus
yeah.
was born.
But then maybe, so how many years before Jesus? 1,000?
200,000? 250,000?
So 3,000 and then dinosaurs.
300.
Dinosaurs.
250.
5,000 years ago.
Harriet, you're not listening to the numbers.
63 million years ago. Do you know how much a million is?
Yes, but you're not listening to what I'm saying.
What were you saying?
Humans have been around for hundreds of thousands of years. Okay?
Yeah, I know.
No, you said 3,000.
No, this is what I thought. So this is, it's completely changed everything for me.
So what? What? Which bit of this has changed everything?
63 million years.
And dinosaurs have been around for 63 million of that?
No, because they died.
Well, what did you say? You said they've been around for 63 million.
That's when they were there, 63 million years ago.
How long do you think the planet's been here?
I thought 5,000 tops.
This is mental. This conversation is absolute nonsense.
But like, that's so many years.
Right, what? Which one?
63 million.
That's how. What's that number? That's how long dinosaurs were.
That's how long dinosaurs, and then humans 200. Like, that's so many.
It is long.
How do I get my head around that? Like 5,000 seems a lot.
It is a lot.
I've been here for 30 of that.
Yeah, very old.
I've got my mum, my grandparents.
If you, how many grandparents?
Great grandparents.
Yeah.
I don't know anyone before that. It's kind. Does it give it's mind blowing?
Does it give you like a sense of humility? Does it make your problems pale into insignificance?
I think it makes my problems bigger.
Why?
Because I feel like, what the fuck? Like, do you know what I mean? Like, what is happening?
But how does that make your problems bigger?
Like,
surely knowing that makes you feel pointless.
That's part of my problems in the first place, that I feel pointless.
But then the more you realise that life is fleeting and pointless, the more your day-to-day problems...
It just makes me feel sad, though.
Yeah, but then you can like concentrate on the most important things in life, can't you?
I want it all to mean something.
What?
Life.
Well, it does, but it's up to you to create some meaning from it, isn't it?
But I don't think I have.
No, I don't think you have either. No, you've got a cat.
I've got a cat. I've got a husband.
You bring joy to people's lives sometimes when you do gigs?
Oh, yeah. Sometimes.
No yeah,
noise.
I didn't think you'd hear that
not
bit.
On Thursdays.
Not on Thursdays.
Not on Thursdays.
So, yeah.
So, it was very overwhelming. I think because I was on my own.
Yeah.
And I was walking around and I was listening to Little Mix and it was a lot that was happening.
There's a lot going on there.
There was a lot happening.
So, you started crying?
No, well, then I went to the T-Rex. Then I went to the T-Rex grill and had some chips and a glass of wine.
What, just on your own, staring into space?
Yeah, just like thinking about stuff. No, I read the paper a bit. And then I was like, okay, I can't, because there's so many other things, like there's gems, like the Egypt bit, like it always scares me, but you want to see it. But I didn't
Elliot,
have time.
How do you think the podcast is going at this point? It's going well, okay, go on.
Thank you. Right. Thank you, someone on my side.
The Egypt bit. Not,
there's the Egypt bit, yeah. But it was very busy,
yeah.
The Natural History Museum on a Sunday.
Yeah.
Very busy, lots of people there, lots of children.
You're saying, yeah, it's a it's so, a natural history museum.
Yeah.
What do you expect?
I don't know. I just thought it'd be less chill, like a lot of children, like very children-y.
These places are built for children.
Really?
Well, you know, now they are.
Anyway.
Didn't used to be, but it used to be about serious scholarly activity. Anyway, go on.
What, to go there on your own is quite scholarly?
Not you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I thought you were saying I was.
No, but people, yeah, no, go on.
So then I was like, okay, I need to leave because I had to go and see Kate Lucas. She was going to cook me dinner, previous guest, very nice lady. I was going to go and see Kate Lucas for dinner, so I had to leave. And I also hadn't worked out the timings very well. I thought this would be a smart thing to do, and then I was in a bit of a hurry. So I was like, okay. And then I couldn't find the way out. And so I was going into like animal land, and I was going into the blue whale again and the elephant, and it just, I was in a bit of a, and then I got really panicky because 63 million years ago there were dinosaurs and I hadn't got my head around it. And the, I was remembered, like I had this, you know when you suddenly like remember something? When I was, I think I must be like 9 or 10,
yeah.
I had a sleepover at the Science Museum.
All right.
Did you ever do that?
No, I've heard about these though, yeah.
And I got very sick and vomited all night under a spaceship.
Right.
Would you say spaceship?
Well, it depends what it was.
Do the English have spaceships?
Do the English
have... aliens?
What?
Who has the spaceship? Would you say spaceship, or is that an alien spaceship? Or would you say rocket? What do we have?
What do you mean?
I was under a spaceship.
Rocket?
Would you say rocket?
Yeah.
And it was a horrible experience. And I kind of, like... I was kind of reminded of all this vomiting and...
Oh, I see, right.
This museum flashbacks. And the flashbacks, and I couldn't get out, and there was these children everywhere.
Yeah.
And I just, and like, because sounds the entrance terrible. Was shut, this was the problem.
Entrance was shut.
The main entrance was shut, and so they were saying, you can get out this way, just go through, just go through the planet bit. And then I was going through the planet bit, and there was no way out.
It does sound, I wouldn't like it. I don't like busy places.
And I was all alone.
Well, it was your choice, wasn't it? You wanted to go there on your own.
And I thought it would make me feel better. And I think I came out of it thinking,
God, well,
I can't
something.
Believe I got through that myself. You know, like you feel stronger. You walk away feeling like you've really achieved something.
Do you think this episode will go in your memoirs?
The time that I went to the Natural History Museum myself and
what
survived.
What a chapter. What a chapter.
I went in, I looked around the dinosaurs and I got out. And it was all fine.
An entire page to you, dedicated to you eating chips and drinking wine.
Yeah, but I got very panicky. You know, you have like tears in your eyes and you're like, I've been to this exit and it keeps saying to go this. And then I was going around and around and the whale was there and it was just so big. And the dinosaurs were there so long ago. So I just went in the gift shop for a bit. And cool. Then everyone had those tails, like these dinosaur tails on, and they were wearing them around. And then it was very overwhelming. Snell.
Sounds like a nightmare.
It was a bit of a it was like a living nightmare. I think maybe it was something else that was happening. But
something else happening in your head
in
at that
my
point.
Head, but I've just been a bit overwhelmed, I think.
Yeah. Well, you know, places like that are quite overwhelming, yeah. But you have a terrible sense of direction.
Yes.
And any five-year-old knows how long dinosaurs have been around, so, you know, grow up.
When did you last go to a museum on your own? So brave. When did you last go?
On my own?
Yeah, when did you last go on your own to a museum, try and learn something?
Very rarely go to a museum on my own.
There we go.
Go with other people.
Because you're afraid.
Because I've got friends.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. What a burn.
What a burn. Anyway, it
last
was...
Last museum I went to, of course, was somewhere in Paris. I went to the Pompidou. That's not a museum, it's a gallery. Oh, no, I went to the museum in, there's a town on the near Ipswich, which disappeared into the sea, and they've got a museum there, so I went to that museum.
What?
Yeah, they're, basically, they used to have a harbour wall, which stopped the town being eroded away, but they forgot to keep it up, and then the wall fell apart, and then half the town got reclaimed by the sea.
Did people die?
No, because they had time.
How many years ago was this?
The early 1900s.
I feel like everything has just been put into perspective in my mind in a way that...
By what I just said?
No, sorry, I'm talking about the dinosaurs.
Okay.
About how many years there are.
Hmm.
Like...
Well, how has it been put into perspective for you?
Like...
Because if it truly...
My perspective of time was very off.
Do you remember when about 3 weeks ago, when I asked you what time was and you lost your mind?
Yes, yes.
What's time? You just said it's the clock.
It's the clock. That's what I think it is. It's the clock.
Okay.
And someone there was a
yeah,
a great comic on last night. His name's Carl. He's very funny. And he was doing a bit about how he bought a watch because he liked how it went tick, tick,
yeah,
tick. But I hate that because every tick, it's like...
Closer to death.
Yeah.
Mm.
But then actually, nothing bad is probably going to happen. If we've been around... The fucking dinosaurs died! How many years are they alive for?
They're quite a long time.
Oh, God. And how long have we been around for? Quite a long time, not 5,000 years.
Well, we are all going to die at some point. There's no getting around that. Actually, there's biologically, we don't need to die. There's no biological reason for death, which is why immortality is actually possible.
What about grass?
Excuse me?
We have to die so that they can grow grass.
What do you mean?
Do you know what I mean? Like, you die.
Oh, you mean circle of life, worms. Yeah, organic matter. But then, you know, at some point, we might not be made of any sort of organic matter at all.
But then what about the grass?
Well, the grass will just keep growing. Other things will die to feed the grass.
Like what?
Animals.
Oh, so we'll let animals die, will we?
Yeah.
So we won't die. But there's no way if I don't die that I won't let my... That I'll just be like, oh, yeah, it's fine. My cat can just die.
I don't think I should have said that, should I?
No.
So I think
maybe I'm having an existential crisis.
Well,
what is that?
You're going to die one day, and it's important you realise.
That's not a very nice thing to say.
No, it's important you realise that, because then you start taking every day more seriously.
It makes me upset to think about it. It makes me upset.
But why?
Because I don't want to. I don't want anyone I love to.
You
and we've got to cure this.
Death.
We've got to find a way to stop it. Why is no one taking this more seriously?
The problem of death.
Yes. Why is nobody doing something about this?
Why don't you do something about it?
What can I do? I've only just found out about the dinosaurs.
Okay.
So, I mean, I'm just surprised no one's taking it more seriously.
What a bleak.
I can't even get out of a museum, you know? Like, what am I going to do?
Have you heard of Memento Mori?
No. Who's
it? It's a reminder of your death.
What is it?
It's a little object that it reminds you of your death, and you look at it all the time to remind you that time is ticking away.
I just wear a watch.
Well, it's usually like either a skull or something like that.
I hate skulls because they remind me of death.
Yeah, that's why.
I wouldn't want one.
That's why it's a bit reminding you of death.
But I don't want to be reminded, but now I know.
The thing is, if you weren't reminded about death all the time, you'd start taking little things seriously. And being reminded of death makes you realise that there's more important things to life than all the stupid little things we all get caught up in every day. So it's a good thing that you know that the dinosaurs died. It might make you sad now, but if you keep remembering that, then you might just concentrate on the important things in life.
There's lots of theories about how they died. What do you think it is?
Asteroid. I don't know, asteroid.
That's one theory.
Yeah, I think it's asteroid.
There's other theories.
What? Disease?
No, aliens.
Mm.
And one theory is aliens picked them up in a spacecraft and took them with
them. I'm very sure that theory was not explored at the Natural History
Museum. There was a sign saying it could be aliens. It could have been an asteroid. And
if there is a sign at the Natural History Museum saying maybe the aliens took all the dinosaurs away,
they
I will eat
know.
My hat. And I don't even have it. I'll buy a hat and eat it.
They don't even know what happened. So how can they say which one it was? It's either that or they're still alive.
Well, they look at what evidence there is. There's no evidence of aliens taking them away. So it can't be.
Yeah, exactly.
It can't be a theory then, can it?
But then also they could be among us was another theory.
The dinosaurs.
The dinosaurs are still here.
Elliot, should we wrap it up very soon? This is ridiculous. What do you mean they're still here?
That was literally one of the signs at the Natural History Museum of possible things, reasons why the dinosaurs were.
That they're still here?
Yeah.
Where?
Loch Ness monster.
Come on.
Yetis. Bushes.
Bushes.
Like
they're in the
they're
bushes.
Hiding. Maybe
that is the most absurd thing you've said on this podcast, and that is really saying something. You've said some stupid things,
but
dinosaurs are hiding in the bushes is just
what I don't get is how did they evolve into dinosaurs with bones and flesh, and then they mysteriously died in quotation marks, and then
other animals survived. Other animals survived.
What animals?
Like the crocodile.
So we evolved from a crocodile?
No.
Then why does everything that evolve have bones and flesh?
I don't think that question makes any sense.
Why don't they have different things? Like, why does everything...
Every animal.
Have a brain and have a
central
bone?
Nervous system.
Yes, why?
Every animal...
This is a bit out of my depth, so you're going to have to pay attention.
I'm out of my depth as well, Harriet. I'm just doing my best here.
Why does everything evolve with a bone? Why don't they invent something like... Not they invent, but like, why don't they...
I'm just thinking now if I'll be a good father. Because I'm not angry yet. I just don't know what to do. So
you don't know the answer.
Well, what's
well,
the question?
With a child, when they don't understand, you just have to say, darling,
no,
don't
but
know.
I think, how will I teach a child to ask good questions? Because this is absolute rubbish.
It's not rubbish. I don't know how to communicate it.
What you say? Go on, say it again. Go on.
So, the dinosaurs, I looked at the inside of a dinosaur. It had a bone and it had muscle around it.
Right.
And it has, they have brains.
Oh, how did that structure become
then
the structure
of living
beings?
Then they died out. Then the next thing that came along, they have bones and they have muscles and they have a brain just like us.
But we're not evolved from dinosaurs.
But why do they always, everything that comes, have that?
Oh, why
what
are living animals,
about it that
mammals
makes
are,
it
yeah.
have bones fish, and
fish
flesh?
Fish have bones and then fish flesh.
So we're all the same. Why is it just the same thing dies out and then it comes back?
Organic
why?
Living animals, you mean, living animals are made of flesh and bone.
Yes.
And you're asking why?
Yes.
Probably because we're all descended from one thing that did that.
Who?
It's not a who question. I don't know, an amoeba.
Who
the first living
that?
Organism, you mean? How did that come about?
Who was that?
Not who.
What
it was like a
that?
Single-celled organism, wasn't it?
But that doesn't have bone and flesh.
No, but then it evolved into
but
something
why
that...
why do we all evolve into the same thing? No, like, I know I'm different to a dinosaur. I know that. But I'm basically also the same.
Yeah, okay, yeah, fine.
Thank yep. you. Do you think I won that?
Yep.
So, anyway, now that...
1-0 to Harriet on that one.
Why do you look so upset?
I just don't know what happened over this episode.
Well, I'm not any clearer.
Can I eat one of these on air?
Just don't be noisy about it. You can eat it. You're stress eating. Snail really stress eats. Snail, don't throw it down because I've pointed out that you're stress eating.
Well, it's obviously I don't want to eat it now because you say I'm stress eating. So
can
I've got
go
to prove
to
you that I'm not.
After this?
I'm no.
Really like
Harriet, come on.
Okay. Anyway, so we've got Elliot on. How are you doing, Elliot?
I am very well, thank you. Thank you for asking me. Thank you for having me on.
Thanks for coming on. He's producing our show and it's making it much easier. It's really taking the stress off Snail.
I don't have to bring
he's
anything
got so
now.
Many decisions to do, like work out. What he's going to see at the cinema. It's much easier for him.
You don't do anything either.
I book the guests. Oh, it didn't work, did it?
Yeah, it didn't work. This
didn't
one,
turn up, did it? Yeah, it didn't work. But you might know Elliot from the Heal Your Wounds podcast with Sean McLaughlin.
Yes, currently on what we're calling hiatus.
What does that mean?
What you're yeah. calling a hiatus? What's happened?
I have no clue what it might actually be. Let's just wait and see.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Having a little break.
Yeah.
Having a little break. Everyone needs a break now and again. We had a break in the summer.
A little holiday.
Because we were very busy.
Because you were making a TV program.
I was making a TV program. I was getting married. Not celebrating my birthday. There were a lot of things happening.
Always comes back to this. Anyway.
Congratulations on getting married.
Thank you so much. Are you quite an emotional person, Elliot?
I'm very emotional.
There we go. 2-0. You lose.
It's not. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, it's not a competition.
Yeah. I'm broken. Congratulations.
Yeah, we've got another broken one. In what ways are you kind of emotional? Do you get like cry and things?
I cry a lot. And I think it's because I overanalyze a lot of things, like with friends, interactions and stuff.
Yeah,
like
right,
dwell on things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I cry weirdly. There was a. Is it? Do you want a story about crying? Is that yeah, what this?
Go on, then.
Go on. Chuck one in the mix.
Nothing from... too. The idea is we keep it light-hearted, and it's not. If you want to talk about someone's death, then that is fine. But
we have just talked
earlier,
about death so... quite a lot.
It's it's fine. It's it involves something that I always think is quite funny, and just from a comic standpoint. But the there's a story that I've been thinking about a lot recently. It happened about 15 years ago when I was 11-ish.
Yeah.
And it's only just occurred to me what. The truth is in the story.
So it's a child thing. So like you think you know as a child, but...
But now as an adult, I've realised
what
happened. Realize.
Okay.
So there's three versions of it.
Okay.
Oh my God. It's like a film.
And we get to pick one, I guess.
It's like a trick, yeah.
We pick the right one.
Yeah.
Pick your own ending.
Then we win.
Yeah. You'll never win.
So the first version. So me and my friends used to go to this like after school club at the church across the road from my school. And it was like very Christianity heavy, but none of us were Christians. They just had a tuck shop. So we just used to go for the tuck shop and to play games and stuff.
Absolutely.
And then during the Bible events, we used to just ignore it.
Yeah.
And there was this time we went, it was me and two of my friends. I'm going to call the important friend.
You can make up a name. Chanel?
Chanel.
Or Stuart Lee?
Stuart Lee. He's called Stuart Lee.
Okay.
He's called Stuart Lee.
My friend Stuart Lee. And me and the other kids were all sitting in a circle and we were listening to this Bible story or whatever. And then the smell of a very strong fart filled the room.
Okay.
And my friend because it was such a strong smell, such a horrible smell, he started crying about it because it was a really bad smell.
How old were you? 11?
11. And I felt really bad for my friend because I was like, that's a bit embarrassing that he's crying.
I've cracked it.
Yeah.
You've cracked
the truth.
I haven't.
Yeah. So what I did is genuinely, as a child, I made the decision to start crying to make him feel better and feel less weird about crying.
Wow.
So then the smell of a fart happens and he cries and I cry.
Yeah.
So that is what everyone else thinks happened. In my head,
there were other people there.
There were other people there going like, why are these two people crying? Mm. And it's because there was just a really strong fart smell.
Yeah.
In my head, I'm a hero being like, this will distract them from Stuart Lee being crybaby about fart.
Yeah.
The truth, very obviously, and it's taken me 15 years to realize this, is that my friend obviously pooed himself.
Stuart Lee pooed himself.
And then for some reason, I cried because he pooed himself. So all the adults there must have been like, what's happening here?
Yeah.
And they must have thought I did it, or they must have thought something weird was happening. And it's literally occurred to me this week in the shower. Like I just suddenly remembered crying about fart, and then be like, "That's not what happened at all, is it?"
And you haven't spoken to Stuart Lee about this.
No, but when I know. But I remember another time when I know he did put himself. So I think he just
made a habit of it.
Yeah.
What was wrong with Stuart Lee's bowels?
He must have just been poorly as a boy.
Oh, he's poorly.
It's probably why I was friends with him.
Irritable bowel syndrome, like I love my cat. IBS for humans, not for cats. IBS for Stuart Lee. goodness, that shows you're so empathetic, though, as an 11-year-old to cry for someone else.
It's but not empathetic to cry for someone else.
Well, to try and cover up and be like, don't worry, I've got your back, I'm going to cry too, and then we're both in this together. It's like that kind of, I am Spartacus.
Mm. Yeah, well, I did explain that, I think, to my family at the time, being like, I'm only crying because he was, and it seemed embarrassing. But you wouldn't believe that. It sounds like bullcrap.
Would you think that he maybe thought, oh, God, I've pooed myself so badly that I've made Elliot cry.
Yeah,
maybe.
Maybe he thought it smells so bad.
It might have made things worse.
Actually, maybe you made things much worse. Like, oh,
I'm sad now. Made everyone else sad.
Bad his poo was. Yeah.
So it just goes to show you shouldn't have done that.
Don't be sympathetic.
Don't be sympathetic.
Just move away.
Yeah.
So no one
let them deal with it in their own time and space.
Yeah. I do cry for normal reasons, but that was like a time I chose it.
Yeah.
That's great. I think that's
choosing to cry.
Crying for good.
As a tool.
That's what you and some of your friends do, isn't it?
When?
You just cry together.
When?
I don't know. Just something.
That's just a stock image of women.
No. You and Kate Lucas just have a little cry together sometimes.
No, like a therapeutic. That
as in like just to let out.
It's happened quite a few times. Yeah, when we were really hungover in Leicester, during Edinburgh, we have kind of probably weekly.
Do you hug and cry or just sit?
Yeah, we just sit on the floor, laugh and we cry, and I say, Kate, that was when I didn't get none stars. You know,
you didn't get none stars
2 years ago when I didn't get none stars, and so I was crying about not getting any stars, and then she was crying. Mm. And then one of us will cry and then the other one won't cry and they'll be really strong, but then they'll start crying. You look horrified.
I'm not horrified. It's fine.
You've never cried for anyone?
For anyone?
Well, like Elliot, like the hero here, you're just...
I thought we came to the conclusion that he wasn't a hero.
Oh, that he made it worse.
Made it worse.
Yeah,
he made it worse, actually.
Yeah.
Initially, you thought, oh, that's very nice. And you're like, oh, that actually just ruined everything.
That is what happened.
Yep, do you think you should apologise to Stuart Lee?
No, I don't think so. We've all learned from that episode, haven't we?
He made that mess. That was his fault.
Yeah, now we're talking my language.
Yeah. You've changed Elliot. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Well, I often else use it as a tool for evil, like to get out of homework at school and stuff.
Very good. Very good.
I think my problem is I've never found crying useful as a tool.
We've never done it. You don't know what its possibilities are.
I don't know how to do it now, so it's a tool I can't use.
You have to. It's a good. It's like an act.
I bet if I pinch you hard enough, you'd cry.
No.
Should we try it one?
No, you have pinched me before. It's just annoying.
Okay. What if I pull your beard?
Don't pull my beard.
What if I spit on you?
I won't cry. I'm not going to cry if you do any of these things. I'll just be very angry. She's having a good laugh, isn't she? Should we wrap it up, Elliot? She's having a good laugh.
I've got a story. Oh, a sad story. I've got a story.
Harriet never prepares a good sad story, so let's see what happens.
So, US airlines have tightened a leash on emotional support animals.
That fucking peacock.
Yeah, so an airline
bring a fucking peacock onto a flight
to board an artist and her emotional support peacock.
An artist.
An artist and a peacock.
What's an emotional
yeah.
support peacock anyway?
Well, so you can take an animal on a flight if it's there for anxiety. So you can you can get a kind of doctor's note saying, like this,
this
so like
dog
my cat
or something.
I could
yeah.
take for anxiety, but I think that'd actually make me more anxious.
I think having that, your cat roaming around an airplane.
I think that would make everyone anxious.
Yeah,
rather than less anxious. So United Airlines, they're the airline that wouldn't let it happen, turned Dexter the peacock away at Newark Airport over health and safety concerns.
It's a bit odd, isn't it? Having a peacock on a flight. That's so weird, having a bird inside a plane.
Whoa!
Yeah.
What if the bird flies in the plane?
In the plane, what's actually
flying?
Happening is the world moving and the bird's just saying still.
God, we're asking some big questions.
We're asking the big questions today. Anyway, so...
So there's been a 75% jump in customers taking creatures on board and a spike in related
75%
incidents.
An utterly pointless statistic. Okay, go on.
So the Department of Transportation says that emotional support animals are not working as they were intended.
Right.
So I think that means you can take a dog, but I think a peacock is pushing it.
Well, that was always going to happen, wasn't it?
Do you think?
Yeah.
So you can't take... Look, what they're doing is they've got a new policy where you can't take a hedgehog on. You can't take a hedgehog, a rodent, a non-household bird, or any animals not properly cleaned or carrying a foul odour.
Well, this
really
is...
won't be allowed on.
This is what...
is it a hedgehog just because it's sharp? Is that like taking tweezers? Because you could do damage with a hedgehog.
You could take over a plane with a hedgehog.
Yeah.
It's a weapon. Some animals are weapons.
But why, like, I think you've just got it, like, it's very difficult because it gets down to the point of how much emotional support can you get from a peacock? Like, that is the
well, it's
question.
Not for you to, it's not for you to judge that. The problem is you've said that animals give emotional support, so you have to let it on.
But I do think some animals give more support than others. Do you
well, this
think
is
that's
such a waste of time. I don't think any of them should be allowed at all.
Opinion. Why they had to go by car in the end. Why according to the bird's Instagram account. It's got an Instagram account.
Of course it's got an Instagram account. Everyone's on the gram now.
Bet he got more than 70 likes.
What?
So
wow.
His caption that he wrote, Dexter wrote, but spent 6 hours trying to get on my flight to LA.
The peacock wrote this. No, Dexter's the artist.
Tomorrow my human friends are going to drive me cross country. No, the peacock wrote it.
the peacock wrote
staff.
That.
They've seen this huge jump of animals trying to get on flights. Not animals trying to get on, like with
I know,
humans. The
I
animals
know.
Aren't just
yeah.
turning up at the airport and
fine.
so this emotion, they've had an emotional support dog weighing over 30 kilos that gave another passenger facial wounds regarding 28 stitches. It's an absolute shit show on all these planes. I've never been on a plane with an animal.
No, nor have I.
I've never seen, like, because I thought they put them in the hold. That's what I thought.
Oh, yeah, but these animals wandering about the...
Yeah, that's their emotional support there because the passengers need them for anxiety.
In November 2014.
Well, the thing is, this is the
they
problem.
They could stress
like,
out other people on the flight.
Well, the problem is, like, if you're going to make life more accommodating to people who are anxious, why not just make them more less anxious?
On a plane.
By maybe telling them to be less anxious.
Okay. In November 2014, a pig was removed from a flight after it became disruptive. What do you think it did?
What do I think the pig did?
The pig was tethered to an armrest and kept walking back and forth. Eventually, both the pig and human owner were asked to leave the flight. How can you just leave a flight, though? Get out!
Get out now!
Get the pig parachute.
I like that the pig was asked to leave the flight. Excuse me. Do you not know how this works?
One woman was photographed taking her duck on board. Its name's Daniel Turdican Stinkerbutt. She's got PTSD after she was hit by a taxi driver and got a certificate saying she could take Mr. Stinkerbutt on planes with her.
This gets people angry.
Who? Who's angry?
Well, there's like just animals called Mr. Stinkerbutt.
One woman, she's got asthma, and then they're taking this cat on the plane. So the problem is, if you're allergic to animals, then you get on a plane and there's...
Well, I'm sure there's ways around it, but yeah. Are you, what's, I don't understand what your angle is on this. Am I supposed to be upset, sad that he can't take
well,
a peacock
on? Well, it's interesting,
on?
Isn't it?
It's very interesting.
I just think it's interesting.
What if people bring animals that don't like each other? If you have like a cat and a dog on
yeah, there's all
plane.
Sorts of problems.
Well,
with
if
this,
everyone's
isn't there?
Got an animal and then the animals are falling out. What if you're afraid of dogs? Like, it's a
yeah,
real...
Yeah, I know, it's an absolute disaster, isn't it?
So one guy got himself in trouble when he brought his emotional support monkey. There was a misunderstanding because he didn't have the paperwork. Someone took a turkey on a flight. The turkey's got its own seat. It got VIP treatment as it was rolled through the airport in a wheelchair.
The turkey?
Yeah.
Why is it in a wheelchair?
Pretty tired.
Quite slow,
maybe
actually. Slow,
got
tired
a bad leg
dog
or
turkey.
Something.
Bad leg turkey. Elliot, can we wrap this up before she starts?
An Appaloosa horse.
Yeah,
a blind woman
yeah.
took
a horse.
You can't take a horse on a plane.
Are these small horses then?
Yeah, blind woman, Cheryl Spencer. She bought a horse after her two guide dogs died. Maybe she didn't
her
know.
Her two
it,
guide
maybe,
dogs died.
Maybe she didn't know it was a horse. Maybe she thought
it was
a
big
guide
dog.
Dog.
Big guide
it
dog.
A, it was a big dog, and no one told her. Just trying to go on the flight with a horse. Oh
well,
dear. Well, we
fun
had
episode.
Fun,
what
even
fun
if
episode.
Tez wasn't here. Oh goodness!
Thanks for listening. Have we got anything to plug?
Yes. Well, me and you
yeah.
are both in Leicester on the 17th of February.
Yeah.
My show, 5 p.m. at The Cookie. Please book tickets. Harriet Kemsley, that's my name. Sunil,
I'm on at 9:30,
Sunil Patel
I think, at
is
Manhattan
on
34, which is actually free entry, or I think you can book tickets in advance.
Great.
Yeah, and I think the show is called Vibes.
Vibes with a Z. Mm. Also, Heidi Regan is on that day, who we also
oh, yeah,
recommend
we're all driving
so
up,
you can
we?
See all three of us
yeah.
on one day. I think Bobby and Harriet Get Married is on Now TV again.
Okay.
So you can check that out. We've had a few people watch it since our roast battle, which I think might also be on Now TV. I don't know. But it's on Sky.
Yeah, it
Go,
is, I think, yeah.
Yeah.
Borderline is on in America and Canada if you want to watch it.
Wow. If you want to go to America and watch it
and
there.
Watch it there. Or if you're listening in America or Canada.
Do you think people listen in America and Canada?
Yes. America and Canada.
Say the word.
What an absolute mess.
Are
you, have you been, were you drinking
animals.
Yesterday?
I've been drinking a lot. I've just been drinking. You have as well.
And we'll see you, I think, in
what
a couple of
weeks. What about Elliot? Have you got anything?
I've got a couple of bits. I've got a gig in Eastbourne on Friday. The 9th. I don't know when
where is it?
Eastbourne Hippodrome.
Really?
Whoa.
Well.
It's a
very time.
Weird night, I think it'll be. and it's free, so you can go to that. And I've got a little short film called The Dates
yes.
from Turtle Canyon.
Yes.
That went up with something you made last month.
That's on YouTube, isn't it? On
yeah,
the Turtle
so have a,
Canyon
have a look
channel.
For that, Turtle Canyon
yeah.
comedy.
Yeah.
Very good. Also, Bobby Mayer, who was on this briefly, wasn't on it. That was the whole point.
Mm.
We just made him sit in the background. He is on tour at the moment, and I'm going to be opening for him at a few dates. I think we're doing Brighton Comedia on Thursday. So go and see little Bobby.
Is he on? Did he just go off to a show now?
He's just gone off. He's gone to Milton Keynes. He's in Bristol last night.
Well.
The big hall. He's doing very well. So go and check out Bobby.
Lovely.
Thank you so much, guys.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.
Say bye, Elliot.
Oh, bye.